Get on air with us. It'll take 2 seconds. 131060, you win $50. It's that easy.
Call now. 131060, lines are open.
At 8 o'clock, Erin Mullen's going to reveal something about her situation. Or no, about how... Erin, you're a brave person, seriously.
Congrats.
I like to take control. Ooh. I think it's a far more effective way of doing things, whether that be professionally or whether that be romantically or whatever area of life. I think if you leave it up to fate, it ain't going to happen.
So if you are single and you think that you need to rely on new technology, you're wrong. Erin Mullen went old school.
So old school.
And also at 8:30, all roads lead to 8:30 on this radio station because a couple, a man and a woman, have done something separately and together which could... It's going to reverberate through history.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And it is unbelievable. And Erin, we're yet to
witness it. So it's kind of going to be like the what are those things over in Ireland? The rocks that just stay in a certain place.
Do you mean Stonehenge, which
is
in England?
Yes, Stonehenge in England.
Thank you so much.
It's going to be like our version of Stonehenge in England.
They're not sure what it was for, but they know it's lines up with the solstice. Yeah. There you go.
By the way, it's the impact on history this will have.
I would not have gone with Stonehenge. I would have gone with the Blarney Stone.
I know, but I knew because she said stones. I was saying in my head I was going Blarney Stone for her, but when she said stones,
Stonehenge.
I thought she meant
said
Stonehenge.
Island. Oh, what about the Three Sisters in the Blue Mountains? That's more of a local reference. This will penetrate throughout history like the Three Sisters.
Yeah, well, any rock formation you'd care to imagine. It'll be more visual than Uluru.
Yes.
You'll be able to see these from space.
Or the Great Barrier Reef. It'll have more living organisms within it.
That's a rock. That's rock
change.
It's sort of rocky.
It'll be really amazingly good.
But when we come back, we are going to delve, aren't we?
Yes, we're delving.
We're
131060, give us a shout. $50 cash at Choosy Ed and Erin, Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM. Just for those wondering, yes, of course, Alpha Bucks is on at 7 and 8 o'clock this morning.
And 100,000 at 8:30.
Choosy Ed and Erin.
Getting chilly.
Mm. Baby, it's cold outside.
And we need to discuss what goes on at night.
See.
When the temperature goes down. My wife has, she's changed us up in the bedroom.
Oh, what is she, she's off the fur skin rug.
We have now gone to flannelette sheets. That is a game changer.
Big move.
Oh, Erin, the joy you feel when you slide between a couple of flannels.
Yeah,
is
it's
just,
nice.
Oh, it's warm, it's cuddly, it's like, I love it. I'm really into it.
Do you?
Mm.
It's like the old days, you slide your hand up a flannel shirt.
I never did that. Back in the day, flannelette shirts are mainly worn by men around my area, but not that there's an issue with that. Now, if you want to slide up you can slide up whatever you want to slide up. Now, what sort of sheets, before we get to what we're wearing, what sort of sheets are we sliding into?
Erin Mullen, what type of sheets are we going with at the moment?
What do you got?
Oh, God. I'm just not good with the fabric. I think they're they'd be cotton, I'd say.
Yeah.
Thread count?
Oh, look, 100?
Is 100 would be almost steel wool.
I've got no idea what that means. Is it silky or normal?
Look, it feels quite normal because Eliza leaks on them fairly often, so I change them a lot. So I'm not going to invest in silk. Yeah, at the moment there's a towel on there.
Yeah. So, because you sleep with your daughter many nights. Yep.
Every night.
Your tarpaulin, sort of SES style.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So what about you, Ed? What do you want?
Roped down. Leather.
No, be sensible.
Heated leather.
What do you want? Your wife's pregnant.
No,
what
the hashtag cotton. My wife is a sheet changer every single day. She's a sheet changer. It feels like every day. Probably every week.
Does she change the sheets? Because there's nothing worse than someone who wants the sheets changed and then you go to bed and then you have to make the bed yourself. I don't want to make the bed. And then they wait you out. They don't make the bed because they know you're going to bed first. So then you have to make it on your own. Disaster.
I would rather sleep on planks of wood, i.e. sheets that have had things. Yeah.
Totally defecated on. You'd rather sleep in your own filth than.
Absolutely. Every day of the week.
No, I have gone too far.
Mm. No, I still would rather sleep on those type of sheets too. I just find it the worst job ever.
To make the bed.
Yeah, because it's fine washing them, but then you've got to put stuff back on them. It's awful. God.
Yeah. Do you have the elastics on the outside? So
fitted sheets.
Yeah.
Well, the bottom sheet's generally fitted.
Mm. What we do want to know is what you're wearing when you go to bed, don't we? That's what we want to know.
Well, we're going to try and see if we can guess. It's $50 cash. If whatever you wear to bed, from the most elaborate to the least, you let us know, but we'll try and guess. 13, 10, 60, because I'm going to try and guess what you two wear to bed.
Oh, this will be good.
I know what yours is.
Well, I know what yours is.
Just wait. I know.
Well, mine last night was very different to what it has been for the last few months, so.
Oh, that's interesting.
What is Aaron Moore? Okay, 13, 10, 60. Lines are open. It's very, very simple. You got to sleep in something. You get $50
cash.
You
don't have to. You can sleep in nothing. That could be one of the choices.
Oh.
That's going to be my choice for Aaron, I believe.
What?
Well, I've revealed to you. No, well, I don't know. I just feel like you're a loose you.
Oh, my. I'm loose, and it'd be your choice for me not to wear anything to bed.
No, well, that doesn't come out.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
No, that's not fair.
HR.
It's true, though. It's true.
So it's got cold, and what are we wearing at night to bed? Mm. And my wife's got flannelette sheets on the bed, and I love them. But we're going to ask people, but first we need to guess what each of us wears. All right, so... Who wants to start?
Well, why don't you guess what Erin wears?
I think she wears a singlet and on the pant area, I reckon she wears cotton tails.
You're going to need to stop saying pant area.
Well, what do you say? The bottom
area? What is
area?
The pant area?
The area below
Where does
the
it
waist.
Start and stop?
Below the waist.
Okay.
So but above the...
Above the knee.
Well done.
Well, no, below the knee, but I reckon... Was she wearing long ones?
Below
maybe
the
she's. She wearing long johns?
Yeah, look, no, I'm not. Generally, I kind of wear either just a T-shirt and undies.
Yeah. What about last night?
Or a singlet and undies. Yeah, so last night I had on those Amy Shark shorts that Cotton On did for the Sony Foundation. So they raise money for charity. So I had Amy Shark on my, they're actually long shorts. Like, you know how she's quite a tomboy like that? She wears kind of, cargo pants. So they were long shorts to the knee. Then I had a singlet. Then I had a jumper that I bought at the airport yesterday because I was cold, like a real knitted. So it's the first night I wore a jumper to bed, and Eliza was quite cold as well. So, yeah, the changes are coming.
Mm, jumper to bed. That's a surprise.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to guess, Hughes,
for me.
Well, I know. Where you wear Quicksilver board shorts and a ball gag.
No, I don't wear board shorts. Now,
what about the other thing he said?
A ball gag? No, I need to breathe in bed. So no
what
gags.
What is a ball gag?
It's something that you'd see in sadomasochist.
Like Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah. Ball gag is not something that you sleep in.
Hard now, to get the safe word out.
All right. Does anyone want to know? I'll tell you what I wear. I wear boxer shorts and long ones. Flimsy ones.
Yeah, frisky.
I like to dangle in them, do you know what I mean? Dangle room.
R2D, man, room to dangle.
I don't like it too tight down there.
No way, man.
What about on top?
I generally wear a T-shirt, often a promotional T-shirt with my own name on it. My favourite is I'm the real Dave Hughes.
Oh, so, that's good.
So if my wife gets confused at night, she knows that it's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, that's sweet. That's good of you to think of her.
Let's go to the coolers. Rochelle.
What about you, Ed?
He's avoiding the topic. I reckon he does go nude.
No, goodness no. I'm a never nude. So just shorts, T-shirt, and...
We're very similar, the three of us.
Yeah.
Now, Rochelle from Edmonton, these two creeps are going to guess. What do you do for a living?
I drive a truck.
All right, here comes... who's going to guess first? What does Rochelle wear to bed?
I'll go, just so Aaron's got some thinking time. I reckon Rochelle wears a 90.
Okay.
A long flannel 90.
Aaron Mullen?
See, I was going to go that because of the juxtaposition of driving a truck, but I'm going to go with flannel PJs.
Ooh.
What do you wear, Michelle?
I actually go completely naked.
Oh, Michelle. Yeah.
Oh, that is. We're clapping that in.
It's powerful.
Ed clapped really hard then. He went,
he always
put
does.
Put two of his big meat fists together and just slammed them back and forth.
I knew
a big noise.
Generally how clapping works. Yeah.
MC, you got to get the clapping ready for when people say nude. Nick's off today. Gina in Hurstville. Hurstville, classic area.
This
Hurstville
gives us so much information already, doesn't it? You know what those they're known for their
freaky,
are like?
Exactly. They're known for their freaky bedwear. Yeah. Gina, what do you do for a living?
I'm in customer service.
Front facing.
You go first, Darren.
Okay, well, that means you're attractive if they let you see customers. I reckon a negligee.
Oof, easy.
Yeah, no. Look, she wears negligees on special occasions, but Monday to Friday, I reckon Gina is wearing, I'm going to stick with a nighty, and the nighty is, it's cotton, a cotton nighty.
Gina?
No, totally wrong. Flannelette PJs.
Yeah, I was one late.
God, there's nothing sexier for me than flannelette PJs.
Is that right?
Yeah, I love people that look like that.
Are you happy by the fact that Husey would be attracted to you in bed?
Sorry, say that again.
Yeah, I probably
would. Do you know? She didn't hear you.
I'm saying, do you think Husey said there's nothing more attractive to him? Does that make you feel good about yourself that there's a chance Husey might be attracted to you?
Oh, always a fan of Husey. Always.
Oh, thank you. I can wear
well, think of me tonight when you put on your flannelette PJs. No, I can't say that on the radio.
No, I wouldn't have.
Well, you.
And I'm pretty pushing of the line, and I wouldn't have. I thought, whoa.
First pant area, now this. Unbelievable start.
Husey, Ed and Aaron.
Leaders debate, federal leaders debate was on last night. The election is in less than 2 weeks. I copped about 10 minutes of it before I had to go to bed, basically. Oh. So I wonder how it'll rate up against MasterChef and The Voice.
It'll be interesting to see how engaged Aussies are. I say it will probably be slaughtered.
Yeah, I don't think it was riveting. It didn't have the worm.
But the worm was so good.
You need the worm. You need the worm because you need to see the worm turning.
Yeah, why did we lose the worm? It was the most exciting part of any political debate. Really.
Someone told me that the technology wasn't working or something. So there was meant to be... It was meant to be live voting for who's winning, and there was a barcode on the screen.
Oh, that's your problem.
But it was really tiny in the corner of the screen, and I thought I can't even be bothered to get my phone out because then I'll have to search for it, and then it won't connect to the barcode.
See, I went to bed at 5:30 last night because my little girl's got a bit of a cough, so I wasn't even in the realm of being awake. What was it, like an 8 o'clock start? What was the...
I think it was 8:45.
That's too late.
Oh, wow, that's ridiculous.
Lego Masters would have run late, so they would have, you know, trying to drag over some Lego viewers into the debate.
Oh, that's what you mean. If you like Hamish Blake introducing flying chickens,
you're
going to
love, politics. Yeah.
But you know what? I think that I know what both parties are running on.
We need this because people are hashtag undecided.
Yes.
I think they're running on the fact that they're acknowledging that their bloke's useless, but the other bloke's even more useless.
Oh, yeah. So that's a bad angle.
So let's have a listen. This is the Liberal ad. Is this?
It won't be easy under Albanese.
Succinct to the point, but it's light on detail, which is something they've been accusing the opposition of being all throughout this period.
Dude, people are just going to go into the box. It won't be easy under Albanese.
Yeah, but what's not going to be easy?
I'm guessing life.
Because, you know, if you think it's not easy under ScoMo, you know.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yes, they'll wait till this bloke gets in. Jeez, this isn't easy.
And then the Labor are running under, this is what they're saying.
No one gets it right all the time, but Morrison makes too many mistakes.
Yep, so no one gets it right. So what we're saying is you've seen Albo and all the mistakes he makes in the short time that he's been in the spotlight. But ScoMo still makes more. So it's our bloke is less useless than the other bloke.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's what generally an election is, isn't it? It's they're both crap, but who's the least crap?
I reckon,
you know?
I reckon Palmer's going to get some votes.
I knew you were going to say that. I reckon you think. You come around to the Palmer message.
Put all the dinosaurs on the golf course. You know, that guy.
At least we know what he stands for.
Husey, Ed and Aaron.
Qdos Bank Arena, Wednesday night. It is going to be huge. I reckon the confetti's going to come down. And the owner of the Sydney Kings, Paul Smith, you're confident about Wednesday night, Paul?
Pumped and ready. Pumped and ready. It's a sweep. We're bringing the brooms out.
Oh, bring a broom.
Bring the brooms out.
Bring a broom.
Now, Paul, it was brilliant yesterday down in Tasmania. Can we hear the final moments? And this just after VJ hit the three from downtown to ensure the win. Just have a listen.
They do it the hard way. The Sydney Kings go to Tasmania and take a 2-0 lead in the grand final series.
Did you enjoy breaking the hearts of every Tasmanian?
Oh, that was the best part of it. They enjoyed it, didn't they? They're really happy down there by the sound of that.
It's good vibe. Good strong booing at the end of a match.
Oh, screw them. We don't care about them. We care about the Kings. Hey, Paul?
You do, Aaron. I hear you're on board. You're on the bus now.
Driving the bandwagon. Do not, do not listen to Husey and his perverted narrative that I'm somehow this predator that goes looking for hot men. Well, I was there with the headline was because you made it that headline by talking lies. Now, sprouting Paul, disinformation.
Paul, she texted me the other day when she was at the game. She texted me that Chase Buford, your coach, is hot.
It's not Paul. I mean, I'm not saying he's not hot.
I've got a man crush on him, I can tell you.
All right.
He is hot, isn't he?
He's so hot.
I think you have, Husey. You're the first one that started him. Remember, you wanted his name.
Hot.
That's right.
The way he patrols the sidelines, and I just love the casual suit he wears. It's like, he's formal, but he's ready to party. You know what I mean? The tie, it's loose a little bit, isn't it, Paul? It's just, he's just ready to have
fun.
There's a few
sartorial thoughts out there on Chase. Because he wears a sort of baggy American suit. Do you think he should be rocking the more tighter fitting, sort of more European style suit? Is that what you reckon, Aaron?
No, I reckon I like it as it is. I think I think if you're trying to, if it's too tight, like you're trying a little bit too hard, and he's got a stride down, up and down the court. So the extra room in the pants, I think, is probably, I'm just saying it would be easier to do.
Room in the pants.
He certainly gets physical on the court. He got physical yesterday.
Yeah,
I
love it.
Look, who did he get? I loved watching
tantrum.
The tantrum. What was the tantrum situation?
Well, it was a bit of a blow up about the shot clock restarting, and then the refs blew up for a cross court violation to get the ball up the court in a certain number of seconds, and then clock hadn't restarted, and Chase was trying to communicate, but didn't do a very good job. So he communicated.
Well, it's going to be fiery, and we can't wait.
Yeah, we are going to wait. Pack out Qdos Bank Arena. You've got to be there. It's Wednesday night. It's family fun. It's going to be huge. Book your tickets now.
Yeah, and absolutely right, Paul. But to Hannah from Schofield. Come and see history. Hannah from Schofield, she's got herself a double pass because her husband's a massive fan, which is great. So we'll see them there.
Well, she will be after going herself too. Let me give you the nod.
Beautiful. Thank you, Paul. We'll talk to you Wednesday.
Let's go.
Thanks, legend. Good luck.
We are post Mother's Day. Erin, you and Eliza, she was sick yesterday, is that
right? Yeah, she's just a bit clogged up and a bit coughy. So, yeah, it wasn't what I'd envisaged, like us running through the fields, holding hands and her saying, I love you, Mummy. Love you, Mummy. Mm. So it was more just we went to bed and she just yelled at me because she was frustrated and sad.
She's probably too young, though, for you to have a go at her about it, I suppose.
No, I'm very sensitive and also scared of her. So, there was no me getting angry back. Poor little thing.
What did Arnold do for his mum, Ed?
We went to the local nursery and he picked out a little gift shop. He picked out a candle that he said smelt nice for Mummy. Mm. And then we wrote a card.
It wasn't the Gwyneth Paltrow variety, was it?
No, it wasn't Gwyneth's one. And then we... That was it. And then,
cute.
You know what? Both of you have got children that is too young to really be involved with what I'm about to talk about. Mm. I've come up with an idea. And this is, I unfortunately had booked a gig in Brisbane on Saturday night and I hadn't thought about it. And my wife said, well, what about Sunday? This is like last week. And I said, what about Sunday? Sunday, bloody Sunday. Who cares about Sunday? Mm-hmm. And she said to the kids, Dad doesn't realize that Sunday's a special day. And my kids go, Dad, you should know.
To the kids.
Sunday is Mother's Day. So I
Well, in your defense, she's not your mother.
Yeah, that's a real good point. And my children are old enough now to look after her. And I actually ended up getting them ingredients for Shaker pancakes. And I said, it's your job to get up early on Sunday morning and make your mother gluten-free Shaker pancakes.
What are the ingredients for Shaker pancakes? Water?
Yes.
You just add water up to a line. But didn't you, sorry, could someone check the tapes? There was something that happened on this show last week where someone was talking about making their mum pancakes, and you said, "Oh, but you and you wouldn't have used the shaker thing, would you?" Like, oh no, no. But you were disparaging about someone using shakers on this very show last week. I swear to God, if anyone in our team can think about when that was. I noticed it because they're the only ones I know how to use a shaker one. So I'm going to find that.
Right, well, if I did that, I apologize because I'm a shaker pancake guy. So anyway, so the fact is I wasn't there to make breakfast in bed, but I'd organized the children to make it and I thought I was okay. I did get a really early flight back. I got a 6 o'clock flight back. So, you know, I was got up. I sacrificed a lot of sleep to get involved. But my wife said, well, that's still you're not going to be back early enough to get Sadie to her basketball game. My 11-year-old had an under-12 basketballs game on Sunday morning of Mother's Day at 9 a.m.
No.
I put it to everyone.
Here we go.
That children's sport on Mother's Day should be cancelled.
Wow.
No mother should have to get out of bed on Mother's Day and drive their kid to any sporting event or any ballet, because my other daughter had a ballet thing.
Horrible.
So that's my idea.
What about jazz funk?
Jazz funk, anything. Yeah,
that should never be on, just regardless of what day it is. But see, my point being, Hughie, is that you're trying to outlaw school sport because Holly had to take her to basketball. Why don't you outlaw your own selfish behaviour of booking a self-indulgent, egotistical-driven gig in Brisbane the night before and not being there to do it for her?
I've already raked my management over the coals about that. I said, guys.
Donate the money.
How much pressure I'm under now?
Donate the money to a charity that drives kids around.
You should donate the fee to me. What's that? So I'll take care of it. So 13, 10, 60, did you spend Mother's Day ferrying the kids around to ridiculous sporting events or dance?
And are you happy with my idea? You
know? Cancel kids' sports. On Mother's Day, cancel jazz funk on Mother's Day.
Yeah, cancel every event for children on the morning of Mother's Day.
Hughie, Ed and Erin.
Hey, Hughie, just before we move on really quickly, you just said how much you loved shaker pancakes and that your kids were using them to make their mum a beautiful pancake breakfast when you were away.
Yeah.
Good.
You said this last week when little Sophie rang in about making her mum pancakes on Mother's Day.
Pancake mama and not the shaker pancakes.
Nope,
she makes them from scratch.
Well, you I give imagine. That mummy yours.
And if she doesn't, that's okay too.
If we're going to go through with a fine tooth comb.
No, that's pretty bad.
Every bit of rubbish that I spout.
Pretty bad, man.
I will not be able to broadcast. Well.
Anyway, as you were.
No, I do love shaker pancakes. That was wrong of me to
it
say
It was
that.
Wrong.
Yeah, it was.
Well, was it wrong of you to say that kids' sports should be cancelled on Mother's Day? Well, that is your contention.
Have a listen to Anne's story.
All right. Anne from Engadine, what happened to you on Mother's Day?
I had to drive from Engadine to Maroubra. It took over an hour and back again, and it was terrible.
It was terrible.
AFL.
For a game of AFL.
Anyway. Mm-hmm.
No, AFL's not
There's
great anyway.
There's too many people on the field. Your child probably touched the ball 3 times. Is that fair to say? Or?
That is very fair to say. Yes.
What was the score? Nil all?
Oh, he lost.
He didn't even win for mum. Couldn't get the job done.
But did they really enjoy it, Anne, or were they about as excited about it as you were?
I think they're about as excited as me.
That's the whole point. We do it because we think we have to. No one enjoys it.
Especially in winter when it's starting to get cold. Yeah. It's just a nightmare.
And the egg and bacon roll was disgusting. That's
classic. God.
Exactly. What's your phone poll say?
Well, poll result. Oh, here we go. Over Instagram and the phones, they say no. 61% say the sport must go on, my friend.
People, they deserve it. They get what they deserve.
Hughie, Ed and Erin.
Some people have forgotten about the war between Russia and Ukraine.
Mm.
But some people haven't. Mm. And Erin, you haven't, have you?
No, we cover it quite often, actually, at my other job. So on Sky News, we do a fair bit of it. And you know, it's horrific. And it's ongoing. But you're right, the news cycle moves quickly. Everyone kind of is all invested at the start and then other things take over. And because it seems so far away from us as well, it only seems to pop up now when there's a celebrity potentially in the midst.
Well, what put us onto this, Erin Mullen, is because all morning you have been reporting about the President of the United States' wife who rocked up.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden celebrating Mother's Day in Ukraine today, meeting with the country's First Lady, Olena Zelenska, who has not appeared in public since the Russian invasion began back in February. This is an unprecedented visit.
Wow. Apparently they were both wearing dresses that Marilyn Monroe once wore.
I don't know if that's quite accurate, Ed.
What do you want? That's what people are doing at the moment.
Well, I don't need misinformation.
I don't know.
I need actual information. So it was Jewish.
Well, she's dragged out the poor First Lady of Ukraine. So if I'm coming, you've got to drag her out. But she hasn't been seen. Well, I don't care. I'm not going to stand there by myself.
No, I think that's you have a problem with that? I think that's good.
No, she's actually
that she
the one that I actually,
way.
I think that as part of her role, and look, I'm not a fan of her husband. I think he's been an appalling president of the United States. And his withdrawal of Afghanistan is one of the leading factors, I think, in this invasion going ahead. But all of that aside, because he's weakened, you know, our global situation. But aside, I think this is actually, I like the gesture of her going and meeting with Zelensky's wife. I think that's quite powerful and I think it was a good thing for her to do.
Yeah, I don't think Joe would have noticed anyway. He wouldn't really know what's going on around him. I wouldn't have thought.
Just popped out to the shops to get some milk, I'm sure.
What other celebrities have been going on?
Well, it's starting to heat up because we knew she was going and then, sure enough, on the news, there she was. Take it away.
Angelina Jolie has been spending time in Lviv as a special envoy for the United Nations. She had to make a hurried exit from one site today after an air raid siren sounded. Yeah. But she's been spending time with refugees coming from the east of Ukraine and also spending time with volunteers.
Got to have Jolie. It's not a war until Jolie's there. And that alarm they use, that's the same one they used to use to warn people that her film The Tourist was opening.
Well, she's... But she's walking the walk, isn't she? You know, she's
certainly with the cameras on and get the hair done, get the cameras on, and off I go. Yeah. Anyway, you guys cool? I'm out. I got to go back to LA. You guys cool? Peace.
See, the issue with that is that, look, anything that brings people joy during tough times, and if she's spending time with refugees, that's lovely, but she's got a security entourage of 50 people, cameras rolling. She's almost more dangerous to have around. And I hate the fact that there's people there, and the second something dangerous happens, she has the means to run and to get out and to be, you know, whisked away. And they're just going, oh, okay, thanks, cool. Yeah. I just find that a little bit. I don't like that look.
I will always defend Jolie. She's over there. She's drawing attention to this. And I'm happy to see her. Right?
I think so if I was hanging out there globally on this.
And she turns up, I'm happy.
Right? Are you doing stand-up or what
I'm just...
You'd be spewing because everyone would be looking at her.
That's not
be devastated.
I'm not going to compete with Jolie.
And guess what? Top of the tree. When there's trouble in the world, send in Bono. If they haven't suffered enough, those taking refuge in a metro station in Kyiv copped some of this.
So is he in a... So, Aaron, he's actually in a train station.
Mm. And look, that song is... I love that song. It's so emotional. And listening to it makes me really emotional. But it just keeps... To me, it just says... Remember when Gal Gadot tried to do that celebrity sing-along thing? It was one of the greatest things ever. I don't know. It feels to me like he's almost using their situation for a bit of self-promotion or something like that. But if it brings them joy, fine, all good. I don't know, Hughesy. It just feels a bit...
He wasn't busking, though, was he? Did he have the hat out?
No, he wasn't busking for money.
Hughesy, Ed and Aaron.
Something doesn't happen enough. One of the team members here has really been on this bandwagon for a long time, and fair enough. Can we play the music?
Pump the police! Police.
Very different from the original message of that track.
Yeah, well, that's how it should be, though. Aaron Mullen's always been on the side of law and order. And I also am now. After Saturday night, I'm in Brisbane. I did a gig. And then I'm on the streets of Brisbane after the gig. And I'm surrounded by people wanting photos, you know. Mm-hmm. And then a car pulls up. And I'm like, oh, God, more photos. They wind down the window. And you know who was in the car?
A loser.
One of two.
Is it the front seat or the back seat? Because if it's a back seat, I'm assuming it was one of the Broncos.
No.
I didn't do nothing.
Just on the way. Oh, there's Hughesy.
Uncuff me. Get a photo.
It was a policeman and a police woman.
Ooh. Oh, my God. A police woman?
Yes, absolutely. She was driving, actually.
Well, so, then let her drive.
Are you kidding?
That's incredible. You know what? Things story.
Are different.
Okay.
Things are different up there now. Yeah. Things have changed. I don't like it.
And you know what they said? What they say? They said, "Are you okay?"
Oh,
that's what they said. As I'm being surrounded by people wanting photos, and I said, "Well, you know what? I'm a little bit confused as to where my hotel is."
See, this is exactly what I did that night. I was confused as to where my hotel was.
No, you knew walk from your hotel to hang out with hot policemen, right? I was genuinely confused.
They were riot squad.
I said, I'm not really sure where it is.
Go, go, go.
And they said, do you want us to help you find it? And I said, that would be appreciated. And they said, jump in.
Oh.
And I jumped in their unmarked police car.
That's what I did. You're such a copycat.
And you know where my hotel happened to be?
Huh?
Literally around the corner.
So did you get out of a police car into your hotel?
Yes, I did. Absolutely, I did.
Oh.
You know what? And this morning I wanted to get those police on to pump them up. And they said, no, we shouldn't be doing that.
Please don't share this story on the radio.
Well, a big shout out to them and a big shout out to you.
Just want you to be honest.
Wow. Well, okay.
How you met your partner? Because we are going old school, aren't we? Apparently here at the radio
well,
station.
Well, we are. And this is off the back of young Alex, one of our producers, who likes to date. I wouldn't say prolifically, but she dates with an element of class.
Yes.
But something happened to you early in the morning that wasn't so much digital.
No, very old school. So on Friday morning, I was walking out the front of my apartment. This is at 4:25 in the morning. It's pitch black.
So in the dark.
Yep. It's pitch black and the cab's waiting there for me. And I've walked out of my front door and ran into this guy and we've...
Like what?
Legitimately hit each other. And
so he was coming around a corner, was it?
Yeah,
a corner?
Yeah, it's like on a bit of a blind corner. And he's really scared. I'm really scared. And like we've both kind of screamed and panicked. And
he screamed. That's not a great start.
Yeah, it doesn't sound sexy. So it's reassuring though, rather than,
Yeah. And he looks at me. He's like, what are you doing out here? And I was like, it's 4:30 in the morning. What are you doing out here? And he's like, I've just stumbled back from the Ivy. I was like, oh, okay, red flag.
Shout out to Justin listening. Yeah, great venue.
But also, Thursday night, he's allowed to go out and have fun. Good on him.
Getting back at 4:30.
Oh, come on. It was great atmosphere there. Yeah. And?
Anyway, so he's like, what are you doing? And I say that I'm ready to go to work. He's like, no way. I was like, well, what do you do that like allows you to go out on Thursday to get home at 4:30 on Friday morning? And he's like, oh, I'm a doctor. So I'm like,
I knew it. I saw.
That red flag has now turned into a green flag and it's fine.
And did you like exchange numbers or what happened?
Yeah. He said we had 4 minutes to chat before I had to get into the cab. And he said, this may sound really forward, but would you like to go out to dinner tonight?
No.
Like, best story I've ever heard.
And did you go out to dinner?
I did.
No.
Did you feign a heart attack so he'd have to repump you or something?
Oh, not really.
No, I didn't.
What is resuscitate?
Resuscitate.
Have you passed the doctor?
Yeah, we passed.
That is so exciting.
Yeah, it was exciting.
And you used a moment in time where two human beings passed.
Yes.
And there was a connection and you jumped on it and made it happen rather than getting in the taxi and coming here to work and saying, I met this gorgeous guy. Did you? No, I didn't. No, it was too awkward, blah, blah, blah. And you never see him again.
Yeah, well,
but you guys chose to actually do it differently.
Because I had Erin's voice in the back of my head that said, dating is like a full-time job.
That is what I say. It's you should take the attitude of your profession and wanting to progress professionally to dating. You have to work hard. You have to have drive, commitment, dedication. And I've got a similar story.
Though.
Well, yeah, but fate passes you by 10 times a day, but most people don't jump on that opportunity.
Does he live in the same building?
No, he doesn't even live in the same state. He was just passing through.
Wait a minute. Is he coming from someone else's house?
No. He sure? was up visiting his brother.
Okay.
But he said he comes
so he was
up
just
quite
passing
regularly.
Through. Ooh. So he lives in another state.
Mm.
Even better. That's the question. How 131060, how did you meet your partner? But Erin Mullins just had a little, I heard her say, blah, blah, blah. She's got something for us. She's got something for us.
Something
she's
I gonna, did a little while
she's
ago.
Gonna, she's going to reveal it. This I wanted this to come public.
No, don't
this
is make it become, a big deal. Don't. It's no. not. It, I'm not doing what you want me to do, but I'm going to talk about something I did.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
I bet we're talking old school ways to meet people. We just heard from Alex, our producer, who bumped into a guy while she was waiting for a taxi and had been a doctor. They've already been out on a date and they've passed. That's huge. Erin, old school.
Yeah, so I lived in a hotel / apartment block when I first separated from my partner, so end of last year. And a little while in, I kind of noticed a relatively attractive man driving a car.
Very handsome man.
Very handsome man.
Yes.
And yeah, so I one day was waiting in the car park, just hanging. And suddenly I see him drive in.
Were you waiting there deliberately? You were.
What was
you were
it?
Waiting there deliberately.
Eliza wanted to play cars.
In the car park. First and only time she's ever wanted to do that.
Look, weird 4 game. Hours yeah. in, she was getting really jack of it, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he got out of his car and, you know, didn't really do much or kind of looked and then kind of went to maybe say something but didn't.
But you locked eyes.
Yeah. We're wearing masks at that stage. Well, I was. And
you
then
had
he
a
went.
Signal, though. In his eyes, you saw possible mutual
attraction.
Yeah, but
attraction. I see that in most men's eyes.
Yeah, fair enough. They're only human.
That's a yes. joke, by the way. Anyway, so he got in the lift and I was like, oh. And I thought, you know what?
Yep.
I'm not going to think wistfully about what could have been. I'm going to take control. So I did this.
Scratched her number into the side of his car with his keys.
I scratched his car and left a note saying, sorry, bumped into you reversing, call me. No, I wrote a note and just put it under his windscreen. Wi-Fi. Yeah.
But and, weren't we part of that? Didn't you ring us?
Yeah, there was a little bit
Come
of consult. Okay, so the group text had been going on for a while. I was seeking
you
advice.
Workshopped it with us. We had a workshop. As
do
to
what he wants, Erin. Otherwise, we're going to be here all day. Do what he wants.
No,
you to
I'm
do.
Not doing what he
do
wants.
It.
So
we
anyway,
workshopped it.
So right,
we encouraged you to write that note.
But you didn't encourage the content because no one had any good. I think my idea was to hit his car, actually hit it, and then leave a note with my number to say, I'm so sorry, I'll cover the cost. But you guys said, oh, no, no, that's not going to be a good start. That's illegal.
What did you write on the note?
Well, I just said, you know, hi, I notice, you know, you've got children who swim. I'm looking for a watering hole close by to take my daughter to. It was pathetic because I could Google watering holes, obviously.
But it worked, didn't it?
Well, it depends on how you define work.
Oh, it worked.
I had a couple of dates maybe. Yeah. Anyway, but what I'm saying is that if you see something and you like it, you should do
Go
stuff.
For it. You got nothing to lose. That's
yeah, the, old school.
There'll be more to that story later on, all right?
Oh, so, will there be?
I think so. That's fair to say, isn't it? Who have we got, though?
Well, Anne's from Manly. Anne, how did you meet your partner?
I offered to help Dad mow the lawn, and I was having difficulty starting the lawnmower. I didn't have the strength. And all of a sudden, this guy comes up behind me and said, you need some help? Turn around. I went, yes. And he just started at vroom.
What do you mean he's come up
and
behind
he
you?
Goes, well, he was walking down the street because I was at my parents' place. So really, yeah. I wasn't really noticing who was walking or not. I was just trying to start the mower. I was in real bad difficulties. But he just started off and then, and he said, you need some help here? I'll do it for you. And I went, oh, wow. And I just stared at him mow the lawn and those muscles flex. And I just drooled and we've been together for over 2 years now.
Oh, wow. 2 years.
Did he do
about.
It first go? Was it like just one rip?
Yeah.
And
it took him not even half a second. I was there for like half an hour.
Jeez, so how did it then go off. From that to love? Like what, did he say, oh, I need a long, cold drink or...
Oh, of course. I offered anything and everything to make him stay. He just kept mowing the lawn. I kept watching and offering.
So what
I
we're
offer
saying,
more than that.
Get yourself a lawnmower, hang out on a nature strip.
Yeah, and struggle.
This is a nature strip.
Well, you've got
just
to be
a bar. Just have a lawnmower. They should set up a lawnmower in every bar in Sydney, and you could stand there going, oh, and who then just let men
here so
come.
So weak and feminine. Oh, help me.
Go old school, people.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
Erin Molan, something more exciting than that is about to be revealed.
So we start on one side, do we?
For the first time in history of publishing,
yep,
we have both the man and the woman in a married couple on the front of men's and women's health magazines.
Yes. True.
I'm so excited to see. Tell me when.
You're allowed to look at TIFF now. So
well,
the,
should just be... hang on. No, not yet.
Okay, not yet.
Should we? Oh, no. We're going to go to the home studio in a second. Right? Do we reveal before we go?
Have a look at TIFF, yeah.
All right. This is Tiffany Hall. Brilliant.
First pregnant woman ever on the cover of Women's Health magazine.
Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
She looks incredible.
Doesn't she look great?
So stunning.
She looks
so hot. Radiant.
She is
ridiculous.
Let me describe it. So on the front cover, she's got kind of ropes all around her. She's got that kind of leg spread, one leg bent, kind of half squat, strong pose. She's holding onto the rope. She's wearing this incredible black tank top, black sports bra.
With these TXO Flex,
with these, oh my God, she's in undies. She looks incredible. And then you're
the headline is superstar trainer on pregnancy, fitness, and bouncing forward.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I've opened it up.
God, I love her. She's in a suit. Oh, my God. She looks incredible.
These photos, we'll put them up. We'll share them from Women's Health on our Insta if you want to see. But, yeah, I am quite emotional. She looks absolutely – I'm so proud of her.
I want to tell her what your reaction was off air because I watched you open it for the first time and look, and it actually was so special.
Well, you can tell her right now because here she is, Tiffany Hall.
I'm going to cry.
Hi, Tiff. Congratulations. You look incredible. Can I just tell you before the boys get stuck in, I watched him about 3 or 4 ad breaks ago open the magazine and have a look, and his voice started to shake a bit, and he just said, he said, she looks like a model. She looks so beautiful. And this smile on his face was just, I just kept seeing this immense pride in him. And it was actually a really beautiful thing to witness. So you should feel so proud.
I'm really happy. It means a lot to put pregnancy out there and, you know, body positivity. You know, back in the day, like my mum's era, you would never show your bump, let alone a naked bump. And like all I'm wearing is a pair of battle ropes on the cover. So I'm really proud to celebrate pregnancy and how women's bodies change throughout life. It's all good.
You're exactly right. After pregnancy as well. It's not just whilst you're carrying the bubba. It's the way your body changes after and never goes back the same, which is completely fine because that's normal. That's life.
Exactly.
Here's another headline. And there's 12, counted them already, 12 stunning photos of Tiff in this magazine.
Oh, is there? I haven't seen the magazine yet, so I'm really excited.
Is all you, and fair enough too. And this is the headline: Health and wellness powerhouse Tiffany Hall is rejecting the pressure to bounce back to anything post baby.
Love that.
She's like, you are just going to own whatever you end up with, aren't you?
Yes, I am, and I hope Ed's okay with that. Because
of course, I am, darling.
Never been happier. Can I say, Tiffany Hall? I've known this man for a long time.
Yes,
he has never been happier.
That is true.
We are so excited about this baby. Bring it on. We are so excited.
Oh, you just look so, you are glowing. It's such a cliche with pregnancy, but you just so stunning. And I love, it's not just this. It's the way that you make all these things that everyone goes through and so many women go through and feel self-conscious about and think that they need to change or improve or not show off to the world. You do that. It makes us all feel just better about ourselves and more relaxed about accepting. And you're stunning. You look incredible. Yeah. But
thank you. It wasn't easy on the day because usually I go to shoots and I'm in tip-top condition and I'm pumping up and I'm eating really well. This shoot, I was just smashing banana bread 2 seconds before.
Yeah. When I got there, your pre-shot routine was – banana bread, extra butter. And I was like, yes, that's
my girl.
You look great.
And I just went out there and rocked it. My cellulite, stretch marks, everything in the undies.
You are incredible.
Like, only one thing I'm disappointed about, because what you revealed on this radio show last week, I think, or was it a
very...
Oh, he wanted a... you've seen there is a bouncy ball in there.
Where's the bouncy ball?
It's our page 86.
She's holding the football. The football may be getting some use today after these shots. I'll tell you that much. Well done, darling.
When we come back, we are going to reveal... I haven't seen it yet, and you haven't either, Erin.
No, I'm so excited.
Ed Cavalli and what he's on the front of. This is a man who's worked very hard. And we're going to find out.
Why did you emphasize hard?
Well, I think I can only imagine that what we're about to see is going to be hard.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Hughie, Ed and Erin.
I don't know anyone more dedicated to their fitness than Ed Cavalli.
No, me neither.
And I don't know anyone who's so dedicated to their fitness who covers up so much.
It's ridiculous. But it's also, there's something so noble in it, in having it, but not flaunting it. You know, it's a foreign concept for a lot of people. You flaunt it, you don't.
I don't have it. If I had Ed's rig, I would never wear a shirt.
No, quote in the article, I quote you in this. You quoted as saying, which you've told me, if I was in, Hughie says, if he was in Cavalli's nick, he would be, quote, walking down George Street in a G-string, which is something that you have promised many
love
times.
That you quoted that.
You promised
that. Because it makes you sound so hot, but you're not being vain by saying it because you're attributing it to someone else. Smart play.
Yeah, well, very smart. When do I see it?
When do I get to see
it? My wife is on, Tiffany Hall's on the cover of Women's Health, and the deal is that I do the cover of Men's Health. I don't like to get my gear off, but I did. So you guys have got a copy of the magazine. You can now reveal my cover if you'd like to have a look.
Oh, my God. God.
Oh, what?
That is unbelievable.
Oh, stop it.
This, you've got to get Men's Health, or you've got to go to a news agent, at least have a look at it, or you've got to go online, or you've got to do something.
I feel inappropriate.
You need to see this.
I feel awkward. I feel like.
Imagine how I feel right now.
That is incredible. Even I didn't realize you were that.
Okay,
good.
That's actually like, I envisage something hot, but. That's actually next level.
You know what?
I'm going to say. Oh, my God.
What that is, it's like they put Hugh Jackman and Chris Hemsworth in a laboratory. And they combined the best parts of both of their bodies.
Yeah, they got rid of the weaknesses of those two. And you have Ed Oh, my God. Your arms and shoulders are ridiculous. Your stomach. What
everything.
The hell? And you got your kicks in there. What are your kicks? Your Jordans?
Thank you so much for asking my PSG Jordans. Now they're tax deductible.
And you know, I love that you realised, yes, wear pants. You know what I mean? Wear pants.
No, cover my chicken legs.
Oh, for the love of God, don't you? I knew you'd go down that path, Hughie. You're a horrible person. You're backhanded. Laugh yourself buff is the headline. That's a nod to your comedic talent, I'm assuming.
You two get a mention in the article.
You,
don't worry about
I
that.
Need more
photos.
Oh, my God.
I've just opened Tiff's Women's Health and the two of them together.
Wait, Ed, your legs look amazing on that first page. That's page 69.
Thank you so much for asking.
No, they look amazing.
I'm now in adult shorts. Yeah, no, thank you so much for asking.
Adult
I'm now wearing adult shorts.
I've seen him from the back.
There
you are.
God.
You look like you're picking up some piece of rubbish on the ground.
That stretch is next level. Now, I want to see a photo of you two together.
It's in the cover of Inside Women's Health. Anyway, these photographs are going up in our on our socials.
I'm now embarrassed that I tried to emulate these photos. Yeah. I haven't seen these photos.
Is it true? Because you had a spray tan last week. Without seeing my cover, is it true that we convince you to wear the same thing as me and take some shots? Is that true? Did that happen?
It did happen, but I hadn't.
Now, hang on. So those photos now exist. So does that mean that we're now doing a digital billboard somewhere in Sydney of a side by side of you and
I? I haven't agreed to that.
Hang on.
What?
No, I haven't agreed to that. I've agreed to you being on a billboard.
No, I
won't.
I haven't
agreed to me being on a billboard.
I'm not doing it unless you're. There as well.
No, I was going to be a sneaky Insta story, which has gone up to 24 hours.
Did you billboard? And Erin, you're there too in pants, no top. And
amazing, because I was going to say, you know, surely I'd have to be there somewhere. I could emulate Tiff's shoot.
Get a battle
no,
rope.
No, you're not taking... She's pregnant. You're not doing that. Right? That is terrible by you. That's
what?
Absolutely terrible.
Why? Because I'm trying to get involved.
You can see the photographs on incredible. Our Instagram or in Men's Health.
My God. Is this possible for anyone?
I don't
How
know.
How old
it's
are you, man?
I am 42 years old.
I put it to everyone. There is not a hotter man over 40 than Ed Cavalier.
Ask me what my secret is.
What's your secret?
I bought a lamp off Pete Evans for 20 grand.
Well, money well spent.
It's embarrassing. Susie, Ed and Aaron.